What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
CBS Eye in the World, I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, the jobs report, the Wall Street Journal, Justin Layard. A Goldilocks job market is in sight. Unemployment fell in the latest report, writes the journal, but immigration and more young people and women working could cool a still hot labor market. The lead here is the Labor Department on Friday, today, these hours, reported that the economy added a seasonally adjusted 187,000 jobs in July, fewer than the 200,000 that economists polled by the Wall Street Journal expected. They also revised the June jobs number down 49,000. Why we're watching jobs is because the Federal Reserve is watching jobs, and the next meeting is in September. Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, is here. Now, Jim is slightly bearish, and he matches my slightly bullish. So I go to him to say, this looks like good news. Is it, Jim? Good evening to you, Jim.
In one sense, it's very good news. I mean, hiring has slowed down, so the economy is cooling off. And you would expect that with fewer hires, there would be less consumerism and prices would begin to fall, but it's not happening. The reason is I think the Fed is not being aggressive enough. We need a lot more job losses because even though there are fewer hires, companies are still adding employees, but the total employment is 156.34 million in the country, which I think is a record. And if you look at the numbers, people's paychecks are increasing, so they're getting more money. I think it's 4.5% year over year.
4.4.
So people feel like they're flush with cash, and the consumers are still out there partying, the post-COVID party, and that helps fuel inflation. You know, money chasing after goods. I think there's still too few goods.
Edward Denny of your Denny Research, whom I follow, calls the American economy coming out of a rolling recession, moving into a rolling recovery. He said this on Bloomberg TV. I think it's very clever because it explains why we couldn't find the recession anywhere in particular. We'd look at housing, we'd look at jobs, we'd look at prospects, we'd look at commercial real estate, but it didn't all line up. And yet the theory was when the Federal Reserve raises rates, and they've raised 11 times since the spring of 2002. There's always a recession. We couldn't find one. It was rolling. We missed it, Jim. Now, according to Ed Yardeni, there's a rolling recovery. Okay, that's a positive. But where is the rolling recovery? Where are the jobs? I see that the manufacturing jobs, surprisingly, are off for the last month. Is that positive for the Fed? Is that negative for the economy? How do you read that, Jim?
I read it as positive for the Fed, negative for the economy, because, again, if you're a high school grad, you know, manufacturing are the best jobs. And although they're still hiring, they're hiring a lot fewer people than they were a year ago. So if you're job hunting, there's going to be a lot of frustration. You know, you're going to be turned down multiple times before you find employment. Most of the hiring I see is by federal and state governments, and it's in the health sector, which is increasingly fueled by Medicare money as the baby boomers age. I mean, we are the ones putting the most demand on the health system, so it's a lot of federal money that's fueling the growth that we have right now. And so I don't see that as a really healthy economy. We might be overstating how good the economy looks.
The healthcare sector reported plus 63,000 jobs, one third of all the gains in July. I mentioned manufacturing. The average work week for all employees on private non-farm payrolls, this is Bloomberg reporting, edged down by 0.1 hour to 34.3 in July. Is that a good thing, Jim? We're working less. I guess that's what it is.
It's a wash. We're working less, but we're getting paid more. So the employee is not feeling any pain right now. The other thing I want to point out is gross domestic product. The Federal Reserve of Atlanta has a running estimate of what GDP is. Now, in the first quarter, it was about 2.1%. And this official second quarter number, which will be reported in September, is estimated to be 2.4%. But the Atlanta Fed says that in the current quarter, it's 3.9%, which is, if they are right, it's roaring, which is another reason that the Fed is going to have to raise rates one more time, in which case the soft landing might be pretty bumpy.
All right, enough of these big thinkers on Wall Street. Let's go to where the real economy is in the barbershop. What did you learn, Jim?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been to the barbershop for over a month because I'm retired and I can look like a hippie when I want to. So I went to the barbershop. It's a chain. And there was a whole new cast of characters. I mean, there was almost 100% turnover at the staff of this shop. So it shows me that in the bottom end of the service sector, you know, where the pay is maybe $16 to $20 an hour, employees are having an easy time finding replacement work. And so if they're unhappy with the management or the company, or they think they can improve their lot financially, they're leaving immediately.
The employment number also reflects upon a firming up of hospitality jobs, chiefly restaurants where you sit down, not, and fast food where you don't sit down. Jim, those are minimum wage jobs, but they count. Is it positive for the Fed? We're always looking through the Fed's eyes here. Do we need another rate hike or not? Firming in retail and firming in hospitality, firming in healthcare, slimming in manufacturing. Is that all a formula for the Fed?
It is. It's all a formula for slowing down the economy so that we begin to see prices, the increases in prices slowing below 3%. Now, actually seeing prices fall, you know, that's not going to happen. I mean, but what we're trying to do is slow the increase in prices so that the working man doesn't feel like he's always behind when he's trying to feed or clothe his family, you know, that prices are stable.
That explains the metaphor of the Wall Street Journal, Justin Lehart. The Goldilocks job market, not too hot, not too cold, just right. Jim, 4,600 by the end of the year, says Ed Yardeni. 4,900, says Oppenheimer. I'm not asking you to pick it, but are we still in a bull phase? We have 30 seconds.
I think we're in a bear market. Earnings are going to come down because of higher rates. CDs, treasuries, the yields are very impressive. So more money will go into them, less into the market. And we're not going to get a 17% return on the S&P for a couple of years. So I'd say we're in a bear market.
It is an election year. Does that not signify, Jim, that Washington likes to spend money in an election year?
Yes, they do. So we will see some stimulus, but I think primarily it will be to bring gasoline prices down. And that's not real stimulus because I think natural supply and demand would bring prices down. So it's kind of wasted money. So again, I think we're in a bear market. We're not going to see the impact on the stock market from federal spending that we've seen in the past.
Jim McTague in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.